It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
We're on Insight this gorgeous Wednesday evening. Jack Stogler with my sidekick, Mr. Rocker Bonvillain.
Jack.
Rocker, you have my condolences. I heard your cousin passed away. Is that right?
Yes. Another one. So, three in a row. So hopefully that's it.
Well, they say they go in threes.
Yes.
And in studio is our guest tonight, the director of TriStar Career Compact, Mr. Tim Buescher. Hello, Tim.
Hey, glad to be back. Enjoy come over to the home turf here.
That's right. Well, and it's nice to be back and not be selling something, right? You know, you don't have to worry about passing a levy and you know, that type of thing. So that's always a good thing to talk about the kids and the classes and, you know, all of that stuff. So, before we get into the TriStar thing, let's talk about you.
Okay.
So, you've been in education now for how long?
34 years.
34 years. Are you figuring like 35 and done? Like,
nope, you? Another five. I got a sixth grader.
Oh, and you have time.
Yeah, I have time. We're having fun. And we got some things we want to do at TriStar long term, get some things in order so the next person maybe will have it. They don't have to worry about it. They can do better things, but we have some foundation things done.
Yeah. Well, and part of your early days of education included being Rocker's teacher. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I got out of the classroom right after that.
Is that right?
It was a gift that keeps on giving.
He was great. No, that was a fun group. That was a fun group of kids. It was. I'm serious. They worked hard. I had a good time.
I went in, I went out. I was the least amount of trouble possible.
So you so often
except for math. The math was.
Math wasn't your cup of tea?
No.
So often, Rocker, at like the parent-teacher conferences, you hear teachers say that Rocker or that, you know, the student didn't apply himself. Okay? Were you one of those kids that didn't apply himself?
Oh, in art.
Huh?
Oh, in art.
Only in art? You didn't give it
your... I didn't do very well.
Is that right?
But, you know, you can only do with so much you're given, so...
Yeah, well, I can see how the whole creativity thing may not be your cup of tea.
But I'm creative in other ways, so that's...
Rocker, I've seen your top 10 list.
Hey, they're not all pearls.
They aren't all pearls.
Some of them are real gems.
Some of them are some dandies, I'll tell you. So Tim, you've been with TriStar for how long?
22 years.
No kidding.
I know. It's hard to believe. Yeah, 22 years.
So when, like, you took the TriStar job, okay, you went there from Fort Recovery? No, you were at Coldwater.
I was at Coldwater I was here for 6 years.
Okay.
Then I was at Coldwater for four. And my last year, 1 year, I was assistant principal and athletic director. And that was an interesting year. And it just is a lot of stuff. And then Dave Brunswick, who was the first director, TriStar, they were expanding. They needed an assistant. And he kind of recruited me. He started about the second week of school, didn't know who Dave was. We had two of these TriStar programs at that time at Coldwater. So I knew what TriStar somewhat was. And some of my students before recovery went there. But it was a big, big change. A lot of people wondering why. And it was one of those, just timing. It's been fun. I mean, we've done some things. I think that for the long term, you know, with the new facility and just where TriStar is going, and it's been a good experience. It's got a lot of new things to do. Like before recovery, you know, we was here when we started football. You know, track and that was fun stuff. I think we did a weight room. you know, and that there. So, you know, just this, those are kind of fun projects, and I just think it was good timing. And I'd say it all the time, you know, why I'm in charge of Career Tech, because you give me two pieces of wood, a nail and a hammer, I'm the worst guy in the world for you.
Yeah.
But if you hire good people, good teachers, and I'll never, this is the story of Chuck Etzler, bringing back the old roots when he was here, and we did the dugouts. So I think Slats Pearson, we had three or four people on a Saturday, was doing the dugouts, and they're up on the roof doing stuff on the dugout roof, and they handed by a 2x4 down. You know, Tim, when you cut that, I never saw Chuck Etzler move so fast. All down here, he goes, Tim can't do that. So he even knew. And I said, well, I think I can handle that. As long as you had it marked, I won't cut my fingers off. But everybody knew that, okay, just keep Tim away from the saws. And, you know, he can maybe umpire and referee, but yeah, keep him away from any manual labor like that. I could hurt myself.
So when, like, you started in 1998 or whatever year that would have been, you know, like, TriStar was, you know, kind of a part of the old Salina Fieldhouse building, right? I mean, that was part of it.
Part of it was there. Part of it was in the high school. One part was at Denny's building in St. Mary's. Part was in Coldwater. And then we had the TriStar house, which could have been anywhere, depending year to year. Then for a few years there, we actually had part of it in the Franklin building in Montezuma, our early childhood. Yeah, so at one point, right before we built, we were at technically six locations.
No kidding.
And St. Mary's High School. So St. Mary's High School had some classes, Marky. So it was interesting. Our mileage has really gone down from last year and this year. We haven't had many mileage miles put in.
That's with true. That. So, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about TriStar 2020 and what's going on now, what the COVID thing has kind of meant to you guys. And we'll be back to talk about TriStar right after this.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it, because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Here's a reminder that if you're planning to vote in this year's election, the deadline to register is Monday, October 5th. If you're not registered yet, or if you're not sure if you're registered to vote, you can get any information you need at mercercountyohio.gov/voterinfo. If you've moved, you may need to request a change of address card directly from the Board of Elections by contacting the Mercer County Board of Elections to be sure you're properly registered and to be sure where your polling place will be. It's your right and duty as an American citizen to vote in every election. Be sure you're properly registered by going to mercercountyohio.gov/voterinfo. All the information you'll need is right there. Just be sure that you're registered to vote before Monday, October 5th.
We're back. Insight. Jack Rocker, Tim Buescher, talking about, what are we talking about? TriStar 2020. So let's start with TriStar leadership. Okay? Who's in charge? You're the king, so you're kind of like the Donald Trump.
Okay? Oh, geez. Okay?
So you're the director of TriStar.
TriStar.
Okay. So, you know, who are some of the other key people that help with the programs and all of the various things that you've got going on there?
Great question. Brian Stetler, and a lot of people might remember Brian, was the basketball coach at New Knoxville. He coached Evan Eschmeyer. Was it Slang Girls basketball coach? He actually taught at TriStar a lot of years in our networking program, and then CBI, a work-based program. Became 1 year assistant principal at Slina. Then we got him back in that there. So he's been assistant for, geez, it's probably 8-9 years now. So kind of in our new facility, it's kind of going like he's more like the principal. And even my position is kind of that way, but I do more probably the superintendent's work, some of that stuff, the paperwork and some of that. But it's still nice being, we're trying to feel our way through even this year yet, how that all works. Marsha Helen Jarvis, she's our career development and does some adult ed. She's half-time. She retired 2 or 3 years ago, came back half-time, and it, you know, saved us quite a bit of money and also gave us the opportunity what we're going to need in the future. Everybody in our office can retire in the next 2 years or already can retire. It's just they've been there forever. And Marsha was one of those. She was there from the start.
I was going to say, she's been there for a long time.
From the start, back in 1987.
Yep.
Then Julie Schosker, she does testing, recruitment, everything. At most places like Apollo, she'd be three people. That's just the way we do things. It's just, and we like it. I mean, it's always something different. So she does a wonderful job. She's been there from the start, pretty much. And then the most important person, Sue Eichenhauer, our secretary. We have one secretary, and she knows it all. She's been there, I think, 27, 28 years. That's our biggest concern.
Yeah,
when she retires.
She's so, the one that keeps it all running.
Yep, and you know that and stuff. So we're very fortunate to have. So basically, in a sense, we have 3.5 people, not the secretary. And actually, one of those positions is our Perkins grant. So actually, the school is the one to get charged back for two and a half people.
Okay.
Pretty efficient. I mean, we've always been that way. And we're proud of that. I mean, I think we still get the job done. I think that's expectations. And I still go back to, you know, when that levy passed, and it's still talked about. We had our first tour today, Wright State. Dayton had a person come down. We had an economic development director there, Jared Ebbing, and the president or the dean of Wright State Lake Campus. And they're just, the guy was amazed. And, you know, we look back now, we kind of pinch ourselves. It's been only a little over 5 years when this started. It was a joke. And we're in it. And just how it passed, what, 75%?
Yeah.
You know, and I think what that showed, though, the staff, the teachers we had those first just 36 years, 35 years, did well with what they had. And I think people say, you know what, you guys did pretty good with what you had. It's time. And the time is right with the skilled labor set. The skilled labor. We're so short. We're even short now. Even with all this is going on, there's companies need help and that there. And so we're proud of that.
Well, you know, and I think that at some point, and I think it was 10 years ago, that there was a swing in the pendulum where, you know, there was a large emphasis for sending kids to college and sending kids to college. And technology changed and jobs changed. And as our region grew, there was this tremendous void locally and jobs weren't being filled. And, you know, kids wanted to come back home, and we found that kids that were going off to be educated would be willing to take some of these jobs that they didn't necessarily need to be that well educated for. So I think now we're kind of changed that some.
Yeah, and I think you know, at one point, well, if you didn't have a 4-year degree, you were nothing. Well, that's changed. And, you know, I think with our parents, if you got a 4-year degree, someone hired you. Well, now you need a skill set. And this is one of the things, and I know it's probably the information, but, you know, probably the next 10 years from now, 95% of jobs require more than a high school diploma. Now, just imagine what you think those jobs are. It's not going to be something that's high paying, you know, and even when you look at McDonald's and fast food, they said, oh, we'll never order. We'll need people. Well, when it gets minimum wage, it gets $15, $16 an hour. All of a sudden, that robot or that computer, which McDonald's have those, you can order from the kiosk.
Yeah.
that's cheaper at that point because they don't call in sick. They don't break down too often and stuff like that. So then, so what jobs are there? And that's scary from, you know, there's some kids, you know, adults, hey, we need those repetitive jobs. They're great for it. But, you know, high school diploma is not going to be enough. And now the service industry will always be there. I mean, I don't, you know, you need that. You need that personal service. So, you know, I know a lot of the two-year degrees, we got kids coming out, some of our programs are making more than our teacher, which is interesting, trying to hire a teacher. Oh, you want to come and take, well, we had a new welding teacher this year. Our other one got a huge offer at age 32. He couldn't turn it down. We offered two or three other people, it was between $30,000 and $40,000 pay cuts. Now people say, oh, you want to be a teacher? Well, after work content, would you take a $30,000 pay cut?
Yeah.
And you have a family, you know, wife or husband and a couple of kids. So that makes it interesting to try to hire people. But we need those jobs and we need that skill set. And that's where starting some new a new program where robotics started about 15. It was electronics, but now we're moving to robotics. We started cybersecurity this year, which, you know, everybody needs cybersecurity. I mean, that's a given. Yeah. That's going to be there forever as long as there's a computer. So you're right. It's changing. I don't think people, the four-year degrees in the past were, okay, you got a degree, but what can you do?
Yeah.
There's not much to that. And you know, some colleges are starting to notice that. Like, I know Ohio Northern, the year before last, they cut 10 majors. That was 42 kids and 30 staff. Well, but they built a $30 million engineering facility because they need engineers.
Yeah.
And that's their forte, that and pharmacy. So, you know, having some of these past degrees in fine arts, which that's important, but there's not jobs there and that don't feed the family. And you can still do those things. You just don't need a four-year degree. You can still be part of, you know, the if it's plays, adult plays. You know, I know New Bremen has that, you know, Coldwater, the St. Anthony thing. So it's just, you know, it costs a lot of money for some of this.
But even, you know, like, so often, some of these things are becoming side gigs to a certain extent. You know, you see so many photographers and artists and musicians and that are doing the things that they love, and some of them are making pretty decent money at it. But they're doing it kind of on the side of other things too, and it's a different world than it was 10 or 15 years ago.
Exactly. And you know, and kids, they say, well, I get to graduate, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna move to Columbus, I'm gonna move to Cincinnati, but 3, 4, 5 years later, all right, I want to get married, have kids. It's a good area, and I consider all glazed, Mercer, and dark, that whole area. You know, and I think end up 90% of our students that graduate come back to the 3-4 county area. That's pretty neat. I mean, for, you know, and I know they started that online Jared Ebbing hometown opportunity.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, when we have a teacher opening, we get more applications from that than anything else. And I do it statewide with some ODE stuff and that there. But people watch that.
Oh, yeah.
They watch that. And I've had calls from, you know, Florida and stuff. Hey, can we come back? We might want to teach there. Or what other jobs are in the area? So people want to come back. I mean, it comes a point, yeah, it's neat being in Chicago. But, you know, which, by the way, I remember what you did to me that time when I moved to Chicago for a year. You want something to pop up somebody mean, Randy, I tell you what. But
me?
But, and Mr. Niekamp. But yeah, it was great. But, you know, do you want to raise a family in that rat race? And you know,
I wouldn't say today, no.
But, you know, it's just, it is. And but when you're younger, you want, that is fun stuff in that there.
So you had talked about, like, when there's a teacher opening. So to teach at TriStar, okay, you know, and you talked about robotics and welding, construction. I know there's diesel mechanics.
Yep, ag mechanics.
You know, you know, what does it take to be a teacher?
That's great. You know, I get that asked an awful lot. The state, you have to have a minimum of 5 years experience. So I'll use a welding example. We just did that this summer. You have to have a minimum of 5 years experience. A lot of programs, we ask for 10. Now, if you have, say, an associate degree in welding, for example, then you have to have 3 years experience in the associate degree. there's, if you have a bachelor's degree, well, I'll tell you, there's no program in the country where you get a bachelor's degree in teacher education and welding. There's no such animal.
Right.
Some are programs, in fact, this year we had an engineering student from Ohio Northern, she was from Parkway. It's our first teacher in, since TriStar started, that had a teaching degree coming in, a regular teaching degree and stuff, but it was career tech background. So basically, we have to go to the industry. So we got to find someone, hey, you know, do you want to teach? And one of the first questions you ask, so, okay, you're 45 years old. You've been working local company for you know, 25 years. Why do you want to teach? I mean, it's a great, it's a fun interview because it's not your normal, when I was interviewing teachers, you know, hey, I study to be a teacher. You study to be a teacher. You have the answer. Okay, why do you want to become a teacher? And at there, so we have to go to industry. And a lot of times the industry, I mean, well, quite honestly, pay more. And that there, and you try to say, well, but you get, maybe, you know, June, part of July off, this, that. But, you know, you take maybe a $3,000, $4,000 pay cut, but when you're talking $20,000, $25,000, that, it's hard to compete. And, you know, and obviously we got the retirement system, which is pretty good. But I've come to find out the last few years, insurance, which schools you were on the board, was pretty good. I find out companies, they have some better insurance plans than what schools have now. Yeah. And so that's not one thing we can go. But you know, a lot of our teachers have been great. I mean, we hired like six teachers the last, or seven teachers the last three, 4 years. We hired four new ones this year, almost 25% of our staff. Our teachers, when they come, they stay. You know, Todd Smith was there welding for 30-some years. Our precision machine teacher has been there 22 years. Our automotive teacher just retired after 19 years. And we said, well, that's not that long. But they started when they were like 45 or 50. So 19, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, that's
the rest of their career.
Yeah. So, but I think people like it, you know, you know, if you hire the right people and try to get them to understand. And so that's what it takes. And they had to go to class for like the next 2 years through the University of Toledo. And we helped them with that. And it's just, basically they go to the summer for a couple of weeks and it's survival skills. This, I tell them, us regular teachers were dumb. It took us 4 years. They get 2 weeks in the summer, and the next 2 years they'll take like twice a month. They'll have classes, and obviously now it's online. But I tell people, like, say a welder. I went to school for health PE and biology. I had to learn the biology and health PE. That's probably 2 years of my career in college. The other 2 years, how to teach. They know their craft.
Yeah.
They know welding. They're not going to learn that. They're just learning the 2 years of how do I control a classroom? How do I grade? You know, what can I do if a kid comes in? I say, I got this problem, you know, Mr. Stogler. So that's the stuff they learn over the 2 years.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, they're real teachers. They have a teaching degree. It's a little different way to get it.
Sure.
And the other night I was talking to Mr. Lorich, Jim Lorich, used to be at Fort Recovery. You know, he had only 2 years. They were so desperate, shortage of teachers back when he started. They only had 2 years, and they started teaching, and they kept going. So it's really very similar to that. And so, but hey, we go out to the real world, and it's kind of neat because there's people that said, I never thought I could teach. I always wanted to, but I didn't know I could teach construction.
Yeah.
And you do. And there's not many of those jobs around.
Yeah. The other thing that they have as an advantage, the kids that are at TriStar want to be at TriStar. They're choosing to take those classes, you know. They're not stuck in a general English class that they have no interest in.
Absolutely right. And 98% of our kids want to be there.
Yeah.
There's some that when you get, well, I didn't know, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't know this was construction.
Yeah.
Well, whose fault's that? You know, you've been on tours and stuff. And
my mom made me take it.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. Or the school, we want you out of there. No. And stuff. But no, you're right. And, you know, so we're like a small college. I consider it like a little small college. We have to recruit every kid. But you're right. You know, in English, at Fort Recovery High School, elementary, you got to take English. You got to take math. You got to take government.
Yeah.
TriStar, kids say, well, I don't like, well, you chose it.
Yeah.
There's not a good answer back to me. You don't like here. Well, you chose it. And that there. And so, yeah, that's very fortunate. And and like I said, most of our kids do well. And quite honestly, a lot of those kids, it's surprising. They'll get to the home school. Oh, that, you know, that Paul Buescher, well, he was a pain. He loves it here, though. Because he gets to do what he wants to do.
Sure.
Or she does. I mean, I was that way. You know, I mean, I had to take chemistry in high school. And, oh, my gosh. Or college I had to. And I just hate it. But it didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. Well, and they talk about and I don't know what the number is, but the five ways or seven different ways that that kids learn, you know, whether it's visual or, you know, that type of thing. And you being able to do it hands-on in that type of a setting is just something that a large number of kids just attach themselves to. You know.
I find it, yeah, and I was at Kohler. I did talk there, and I team taught with Marilyn Link. She was a great, great math. She, in fact, we always told the kids, yeah, I had her when I was in junior high school, and then you're bad. You come back 20 years later, and you got to retake her again. And I was in her class, but she did a lot of these math manipulatives. It was hands-on. That's career tech. So a lot of those other programs have taken, you know, what career tech does with hands-on and incorporated into their math class. Yeah. Or science. And science always was kind of hands-on, and you had your experiments. But I think even more now, because kids learn. I mean, they have these iPads. They have this. Kids don't sit there and listen for 45 minutes. You take notes.
Yep.
They're not going to regurgitate. They got to be entertained because of all this video games and stuff. So it just has changed. Not, you know, there's still some you got to do the big, old-fashioned, here's notes and stuff. But, okay, why you teach me? What? How does this make sense?
Yeah.
And I always use a construction class. You know, you got to do a door frame. At TriStar, you get practice. If you screw up, guess what? That's fine. Oh, I'm supposed to be 3 feet. I cut it 2 feet, 11 inches. All right, get a new piece of wood and recut it. We always tell kids, you get one, maybe two chances. The third time, okay, you're ruining too much wood. You got enough practice time. Let's do this right. And that there, but you're allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah.
That's the, and I think that's the hardest thing in education. Everybody wants 100%. Well, you learn more when you make mistakes. You know, and so that's one thing. TriStar, you're allowed to make mistakes, and you practice. You build a little shed, and if you don't do it right, you just cut it off. It might take you 3 weeks, but you'll eventually figure it out.
So you had talked about the 9 different countries that are members of the TriStar consortium, let's say. And they are what? Who?
In Mercer County, it's Fort Recovery, Coldwater, Salina, St. Henry, and Marion. And then in Auglaize, it's St. Mary's, New Bremen, New Knoxville, and Minster.
Very good.
Yeah, and that's been that way. Well, the first 2 years, it was Coar, Salina, St. Mary's. That was the TriStar. That's where the Tri came from. Then the other six came in after they saw it would work. They go, hey, we kind of like that. And it's worked out good. I mean, at other parts of the state, I can't tell you how many times I've sent our TriStar agreement and sent it to other correct compacts and go, gosh, this is kind of neat. Very forethought thinking when they did that. Just how to do the finances and how to, you know, and put in the agreement that, okay, man, just don't send kids here. No, we're paying for 10% of our kids even if they don't show up because that's the right thing to do. So it's they did thought, you know, that was Ralph Stelzer and then Wayne Miller. Coldwater, and I'll think of the superintendent at St. Mary's as part of that eventually. But they were it was good. They were very. We were the second compact in the state.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we'll come back. And I'd like to talk about if there's anything that TriStar does, or if there's any agreements that you know, TriStar has that kind of makes sure that the kids that come to TriStar continues to have a connection with their home school too, because I think that is equally important. So we'll be back to talk about that and a whole bunch of other stuff right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for a new show, A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone, 8 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio, and they're all going to be home games for our Indians teams. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host Coldwater in a big MAC match. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that match with Jeff Overholser. Friday, it's football as the St. Henry Redskins come to Barenberge Field. Our pregame show will start around 6:40. You can hear the play-by-play live here on Fort Recovery Radio, and you can watch it on the NFHS network with Fort Recovery Radio Audio. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will host the St. Henry Redskins in a non-league contest. Lots of sports again this week, and you can catch every play right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler, Rocker Bomb Villain, Mr. Tim Buescher. And we're talking TriStar Career Compact with the director of TriStar, Mr. Tim Buescher. And Tim, to me, one of the scary things about TriStar back in my day, and I'm going back 20 years or so, was taking kids out of their school and sending them to a different school because they would lose that home territory. So what does TriStar put in place, or what do they do to work with the local schools to kind of make sure that there's still that home territory?
Yeah. Well, just by the way we are set up, they're there for a half a day. They did their academics at their home school, so that automatically feeds into it. But also what happens, like, kids are in band and stuff, so there's sometimes, I know we've had it this year already, they have a band contest, or they have, hey, Mr. Buescher, Mr. Stettler, on Fridays, our band goes out extra half hour early for the show that night. Can we leave a little early? Yeah, leave a half hour early. Just come get the work done. And a lot of times those kids, they're on top of things anyway. Yeah, leave a little early. We got kids every week. Some schools have, on, say, Wednesdays, they have a longer period for the lab time. Leave 15 minutes early. That's no problem. We want you to be part of those. And that makes, and the homeschool, oh, great. Now, I will tell you, when I first got there, if a kid had to leave like 45 minutes early, well, they expect to try, sir. You give up the whole 45 minutes. Wait a minute. No, we can compromise here. And it's been, and schools have been great with that. So, kids sometimes, hey, I got to stay a little bit longer, but I don't have to bring your lunch in, eat in the classroom. We'll give you a 10. Don't rush. So I think that's how we do that, because otherwise kids wouldn't come to us. And they want to still be part of the band, show choir, if it's sports. We're lucky we get out like 2:20, so they can get back in time. Most of our schools, their school day is at 3 o'clock, so that gives them plenty of time to get back. If a kid, say the kids in there, they have a practice for state football championships. Oh, and for a car, went to every year. Hey, leave an hour. You got pep assembly? You need to be a part of that.
Yeah.
You need to go early. Now, a lot of times what kids will do is say, can we come in a half hour earlier during lunchtime? Come in a half hour early, get our work done. Then we can leave a half hour early to get back to the pep assembly. So the kids want to do both. And that's part of their learning as part of the soft skills. You know, be responsible. Hey, you know, I got to be back at school, but I'll make up time. So that's employability skills. So just stuff like that. So we want that connection. And, you know, it's like we always, you know, our football team's still undefeated. You know, we don't have a football, but we're undefeated and tied upon. So we want them to be part of that. And it's kind of neat how the last 4 or 5 years on Friday, how many, you know, kids have football jerseys on, how many have cheerleading. I mean, we used to not get all those kids. So now, you know, we're getting those kids, and, you know, we get, kids are in fine arts in the school play. You know, it's amazing. We see in the paper, oh, my God, there's a TriStar kid. It's you want to, that's part of being a high school student.
Yeah.
And I think the TriStar or career tech in general, kids want to be part of that more. You know, like you said, 25, 30 years ago is a little different, but we want all those kids because it's part of their education, and it's a different type, but it's just like everything evolves. That is important. And that there, so we want them to have that home connection with that. When we did our graduation ceremony this past year, it got tweaked a little bit because of COVID. You know, we had to kids tell them they're homeschool. That's, you know, hey, I'm from St. Henry, I'm from Fort Recovery, I'm from St. Mary's, New Bremen. We want people to see how diverse we are.
Yeah.
And you say, in, you know, 9 countries, we have 9 schools, but that's what it is, like 9 different countries, but you still don't want to lose your connection.
Sure.
And that's kind of how we approach it.
From a total enrollment standpoint, how many kids go to TriStar?
We're up about 590 now between everything. We're up about 130 kids in the last 2 years.
No kidding.
Part of that is we have career-based intervention at Slyna High School, basically Slyna kids, St. Mary's system. But our numbers, you know, in the past we could take 20 kids in welding. That was 40 max. Now we're at 50 because we can take 25.
Yeah.
Our graphics, the teacher, she's her second year. Of going from about 16 total, we're up to like 35. Hopefully get that, you know, where it's 48 kids per program. So obviously new buildings help, but I think also what the counselors have done is, hey, you like this, go look at this. You want to be a teacher, go to early childhood. And, you know, and some people said, what if they don't want to do that? I said, well, think of a kid who goes to early childhood. This, you know, works with kids and goes, man, I don't really like that. But would you rather go to Ohio State, pay $30,000 a year, be $120,000 in debt, and find out their senior year in student teaching? I don't want to be a teacher, Dad. That's a little problem. Yeah. And that there. But even then, so the kids, say, in early childhood, don't want to do that. They still have that skill. So they go to college. Hey, I want to be a, you know, a nurse. But a lot of those kids will use that skill. Hey, they'll work part-time with that skill. Say it's preschool. Hey, I can make some money and help pay for college to do my major that I decided. And they always have that as a backdrop. You know, education and anything don't hurt. But at least you go to TriStar. Yeah, it was 2 years of your time, but it wasn't $30,000 a year or $25,000 for 4 years.
That's true. That's true. So, and you have touched on some of them, and I know that we run the risk of missing some, okay? But can, like, we talk about what are the programs that are offered at TriStar?
Oh, I can do that pretty easy. We have graphic.
You're visually walking through the building now.
Yes, yeah, exactly right. Yeah, exactly. Or the program booklet.
Yes.
Yeah, we have graphic arts. We have early childhood. And a lot of those kids become teachers. Probably 90% become teachers. We have interactive media. Which is videos and stuff like that, gaming that you kids can design. With Med Prep, we have 2 programs of those.
Which is like for kids who are interested
any
in
healthcare.
Nursing or...
Any healthcare.
Is that right?
We have kids be from EMTs to phlebotomists to we have a kid studying to be a neurosurgeon. Pretty impressive. Yeah, pretty impressive. And one thing, like the nursing, 19 of our kids last year that graduated went to Wright State Lake Campus in their nursing program.
No kidding.
19. They have a total of 27. We've had over 50% of the kids since they've started that program have come from TriStar. And that nursing program at Rice State Lake is one of the top 3 in the state of Ohio.
No kidding.
So that's pretty. And you get your degree for $25,000 total for 5 years, not per year. So, mom and dad, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And I know those kids that come from TriStar, they like because they've had 2 years of knowledge already.
Yeah.
So we have CBI, career-based intervention. We have rec tech robotics, machine trades. We have welding, ag mechanics, automotive, marketing, which that's in St. Mary's. cybersecurity, which we started this year, and engineering and animal science. And the animal science, and actually Cooper's has helped us with that with some donations. And the barn's getting done. We have our first alpaca. We got, you know, we're gonna get some more large animals because we never could have the large animals in the past. Well, now we can. And as Mr. Pullman from Marion Local says, our mascot is the alpaca. So we're the home of the alpacas, which there's no one in Ohio that's that way. So, and we got to name our first alpaca. We got to name. We're going to have a contest. And it might be called Mike Pullman. We haven't decided. We haven't decided that. Alpaca. So yeah, that's our, and we have a career-based, a career pathways. We work with that with the county. And that's a program where those kids are hardworking, great kids, but academics not your thing. Yep. You go out and work and stuff, and they actually take care of our vending machine area. We have like three vending machines. They do a great job with that. We have a hotel room in there. We have a washer and dryer, laundry area, with commercial and residential, so that they can learn those skills and go work at a hospital, a nursing home, a hotel. They go out like once or twice a week and go get the food for the vending machines, like the hamburgers and stuff. We have frozen, they have that stuff. They keep track, they count the money. Today, I will tell you, we brought the change shortage is done in America after today. I think we took like $400 in change because it was heavy, but they count that and you keep track, and it just kind of how they budget, you know, how they spend money and stuff. So it's that's a neat program. We were glad we put that into the facility.
So with the med prep, you talked about the various. Okay, so TriStar is for juniors and seniors, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is there like a registered nurse that goes into the teaching field that teaches that type of class?
Both teachers are nurses.
Okay.
Yep. We have to. Now, some schools, you don't have to have a nurse,
yeah,
per se, registered. We're just very fortunate. And ironically, this is the ironic part. You think, boy, that'd be hard to get two teachers with nursing financially and stuff. Well, that's the easiest can compete. The last time we had an opening, we had like over 35 applicants, or 30 applicants. With nursing, it's not, the money's not as.
The hours.
It's the hours, exactly. Our one teacher, she came from a nursing home while she was in charge. She was on call every holiday, every weekend. And so she said, I can just take Christmas off now, you know, yeah, and that there, and, you know, not getting called at 2 in the morning. And it's the hours. Be home on Thanksgiving. Exactly. Yeah. And now, even the pay is not, I'm kind of surprised. I was kind of shocked a little bit. Depending on, now, some the hospitals, it is. I mean, it's good pay. Other ones, it's not as much. We could compete with that,
yeah.
And but it's the hours and just the working conditions, and you know, and then that we can, it's a positive side, you know, because nursing can be tough. I mean,
sure,
you know, nursing home that's tough mentally, yeah, and stuff. So yeah, we're very fortunate with that, and we've got two good teachers. Brenda's been there like six, 7 years now, and Annette's is her third year. Yeah. So we're very fortunate. Yeah, our average age of our staff the last 6 years went from like age, including us, like 58, I think. We're down to like 38 because we had a 21-year-old, a 28-year-old, a 30-year-old. We you know, that's, which is good, though. That's,
oh, yeah, without,
yeah,
that's a doubt.
Good. Yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah. So as like, you know, one of the things that I think is a seller for TriStar is that you can earn college credit for some of these classes, right?
Correct. Well, it's called CTAGS. Don't cost your school anything. It don't cost the parents or anything. And we have probably 10 of our programs, like graphics through Rice State, we can get up to like 16 credit hours and interactive media. So it's just basically what we're teaching is the college level. College is, yep. That's the same thing. You can do college credit plus a little bit, but that's more through the homeschool. Rice State, we're working on more some of those things. I know cybersecurity, working with Rhodes State right now, trying to get some of those credit hours. Because basically what they're saying is, why, if you learned it in TriStar or at Career Center, why should you take it again? So we can get some of those credits. And we're also, we get credentials. We get more and more industry credentials, which schools like, and it helps them graduate. thing with industry credentials, at some parts of the state, it's really companies want them. Other parts of the state don't want them as much. So it's kind of, that was cost money, so do you spend it? But there's certain programs, I think anybody that's in automotive knows ASE is, that's recognized.
Yeah.
Welding, AWS. Now, if you want to go to the Lyman Tank Plant, you need AWS. Now, some of the other companies, they don't need it, but it does help. Yeah. And because while a lot of companies want, just give us the basics, we'll train you what we need you for here. If it's JR, if it's Crown, if it's Midmark, they'll train you for what they need there. Because every company has their own little tweak and stuff. So, but yeah, the college credit, I've had, so it's amazing how many kids come back and say, even if they don't get a whole lot of credit, they go, our first year was easy. Med prep's a great example.
Yeah.
Oh, we breezed through it. We got A's. It helps a grade point average.
Yeah.
Which in turn maybe gets them scholarships, college scholarships.
Sure. Sure. So. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break. And, you know, you'd mentioned several companies, but I'd like to come back and talk about some of the business partnerships that I think TriStar kind of works with or has developed to kind of enhance both TriStar's programs and what you've done for the businesses, too. So we'll be back right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through October 1st. They have lots of great prices in their frozen food section. All varieties of Best Choice fries are only $2.29 each, and most Best Choice frozen vegetables are half price at only 99 cents each, and Bird's Eye vegetables are half price at just $1.09 each. The 24-count Eggo waffles are only $4.99. Most varieties of Hungry Man dinners are 25% off, and Totino pizza rolls are only $4.29. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. The Fort Recovery Community Club's Fall Fish Fry is coming up on Saturday, October 17th. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixings, this year featuring premium pollock loin. And there'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $10 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will also be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday evening, October 17th, and try out their new premium pollock loin fish fry, serving from 4 to 7:30. Trader Days is coming up at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road, Thursday through Sunday, October 1st through 4th. Weekend wristbands are just $5 each. Step out and see old friends and make some new friends. Don't miss this big annual event with vendors for everything from collectibles to guns and knives to beef jerky and cheese and all kinds of other flea market stuff. Plenty of parking and food will be available on the grounds, including their famous barbecue chicken dinners on Saturday starting at 4. Don't miss Trader Days, October 1st through 4th at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road.
We're back. Insight. We're back. Insight. Rocker, Neil, Tim Buescher. Tim, question for you. I have two of them, really. Okay. The first one. What do you call a fish with four eyes?
Any fan in the stands. I see better than referee.
Huh? No? Rocker, you know this?
I got nothing.
Fish.
Oh. We thought you meant these eyes. That's really good, Jack.
That's really good. You like that?
We'd have done a lot better if you had written it down.
I know. And the second question, okay, which is better than the first one.
It has to be.
So why isn't Parkway part of TriStar?
When the state made all schools had to have career tech, it was a state law. And basically, I think for recovery, if they didn't make a decision, they were going to go down to Miami Valley Career Center. I know Coldwater was. So that would have meant they would have been an hour 15 one way on a bus.
Yeah.
And there have been three meals. I've been paying. And Parkway just at the time said, we're making this, we're going to Vantage. And that's what happened. And once you're tied into a career center, it's for it. The Pope and the Congress, I don't think, can get you out of the agreement. Now,
is that right?
Yeah, a school can get out of a compact agreement in a heartbeat. It's really unfair. One of the reasons is that, let's use Vantage. So there's Parkway. Well, you know, they're assuming their building size, their budget is based on having Parkway's funding
that's
coming
part
in.
Of it.
And I get that. That question has come up several times, especially the last 4 or 5 years, because quite honestly, I think those schools would like to have half-day programs.
Oh, yeah.
And literally, some of those kids probably from Parkway are closer to Salina than there, and that there. So, but that's just a decision that was made years ago.
And it's really not practical. I mean, it is practical to change it, but it's really easy to understand why Vantage wouldn't support a move like that.
I think there's 9 or 10 schools in Vantage. All of them would have to agree to let them go. Then they'd have to agree to go back together as the schools remaining. And
gotcha.
That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No, good question, though.
Yeah. So, see, that wasn't as good as my fish question.
No.
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 Of course not. Okay. So, you touch on a couple of businesses, and you know, I've had the opportunity, and it wasn't finished when I walked through. It was close, but it wasn't finished yet. And there's no doubt that there's some pretty cool partnerships with local businesses that helped make that TriStar building what it is. But I also think that there's some neat partnerships that help the programs and the students succeed the way that they do. So could you kind of share some of those?
Yeah, we probably have over, I'm ballparking this, 70, 75 companies. You know, from what helped us directly, Cooper's, Crown Equipment, PAX Machines, you know, Doing Room, Capped, and that there. But also, a lot of our kids, they'll call us, Sly and Tent. They set up a scholarship for a TriStar engineering student, they'll do an apprenticeship. Senior year, they start working for them, and they pay for their part of their college if they go to Wright State Lake. Their theme is grow our homegrown talents. Yeah. I think that's so cool. Three of their kids went through TriStar. So they saw a direct relationship. But our Don Barry and St. Mary's, Scott Albers, which is Jack Albers' son, and we have a CBI program at Salina, Dave Maurer. You know, we have 125 kids now. Well, they all need jobs. So we just, a kid I know in Scott's class, she wanted to be a dental hygienist. He got a job for her at, I think, Grand Lake Dentistry. They hired her. She did a one-week internship. They hired her. So we get all kinds of those. Even the smaller companies, it just because they don't, that's important to us to get our kids jobs. I know two students last year during the COVID, they were in ag mechanics. And I don't know, for recovery here, I don't know what company it was. They were going to just work 4 days a week. We have that ability and try to start as a fourth quarter. After 2 weeks, they liked them so much, they got full-time jobs. So these kids were making full-time, and they got full-time, still there because they liked them so well. So those are important things. Besides, the donations help. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But Midmark, I think it's so cool. Midmark has donated the naming rights or two of our classrooms. They're in for sales. For sales, kids only come to us.
Yeah.
But people from Mercer and Allegheny County work there. So just they saw the importance of it, and they're super partners. But it's those ones that call, hey, man. And I will tell you, 15 years, 20 years ago, we didn't get many calls. Now, we're sometimes the first call, hey, Tim or Julie, I need a kid that does this. Do you have a kid that does this? And years ago, it was like, for fast food and stuff. Now we're getting kids, hey, I need a welder. We need this. So the level of those jobs, and that's why we're here. I mean, you know, when we did the levy and asked donate for levy campaign dollars, we had $15,000 or $16,000 in 3 weeks. Only about $200 was private dollars. The rest was companies. And that tells you how important they, and they sold this new building, but they also saw the importance. I had a company tell me once, if they hire a TriStar student, I think they save between $7,000 and $10,000 in training cost. That's huge. So, you know, so they hired, I know one company who donated, you know, a significant amount for the one rooms. They don't have their money, but in a sense, they hire 20 people. They get 20 people from that advertisement. They'll have that paid off, that donation.
Yeah.
And it was a company that kids, it was really close to us. Kids didn't know what that was. Last year, even before the building was done, that year before, three of the kids from TriStar went there. They had $30,000 back, right, like that.
Yeah.
So, but we need them, though, too.
Oh, sure.
And they need us. And we want to do what they want. That's what we're, that's our job.
Yeah.
That's what our goal is.
Well, and you know, when you talked about Jared Ebbing and the hometown opportunity thing, that was exactly the vision that Jared had, shoot, probably 15 years ago when he started that, was to kind of you marry the opportunities with the seeker, and I think that's exactly what happens here too.
Exactly. Well, I will tell you, there was, it's probably been 10 years ago, we were really, our numbers were struggling. And Angela Hamburg was over at New Bremen then, and we're in our office, Julie and Marsha, what are we doing wrong? I don't know. Let's call Jared. Let's just call him. We sat down like this at a table at over after lunch, and what are we doing wrong? I mean, you tell us. And ironically, it's funny now looking back because how we've come where we're at, they didn't know what we did, and we didn't know what the companies needed. There was a disconnect there.
Yeah.
And they kind of said, we got to do something. So we did some adult group. We got together, and it just kind of evolved. And then all of a sudden, companies didn't know they could call us. But we didn't advertise real well. Yep. We just didn't do that and stuff. So, yeah, where we're at now, where they're calling us, and it's almost like we don't have enough bodies. I mean, you know, like our welding kids, that we laugh, but we tell juniors, you all have jobs, you just don't know it yet. And because companies will call in the summer, hey, you know, Tim, if you – after 2-3 weeks, send us. Now, can those kids do anything for them? No, but they'll hire them. They'll have them clean restrooms and sweep, because they're kind of like, if they don't do that well, they're probably going to be good welders.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a contest. So pay them, you know, get them, they get their hooks in them, so they got them before someone else steals them.
Yeah.
And that's good for us. And it's good for our kids. And as a parent, hey, that's good to know. Hey, my kid's going to get a job.
Yeah.
If they want a job.
Yeah. So, you touched on some of the life skills that you teach with, you know, some of the kids, is any part of what you teach in any of the curriculum leadership skill based?
Oh yeah, every program has to have a student organization. Everybody knows FFA, BPA, Business Professional America, FCCLA. Skills USA, that is like a lot of the manufacturing and that there. So those are part of that. Obviously, some do more than others. But, yeah, leadership and just student leaders, because those we've had kids run for state offices. And FFA, I think, was it last year? Or we had two presidents of FFA from their home schools. And FFA, TriStar has FFA, but they do all their stuff their home school. Okay. That's their part. They want to be a Indian. They want to be a bulldog,
sure,
or, you know, Rough Rider. But yeah, we had two or three kids that were presidents of their local things, which is good for us. And but yeah, that's part of the leadership. It's part of the job skill. It's part of the employability skills. And well, for example, we just poured at our new egg barn. We poured the cement. Our construction class did the front part pad. It took over 2 days. Those kids saved us $4,000. Well, there was a kid who already worked at, I think, Sellhorse Concrete or Marion Stein somewhere. He'd done it all summer. Guess who? He took charge. Teacher stood back because that was a learning experience.
Yeah.
And he took charge. Guys, you do this, you do this. And some kids were good at it, and some kids aren't going to be
sure
concrete people.
Yeah.
But that's what you learn. But they're very good at maybe drywall and framing. electrical. So that's what the kids found out. We'd never dealt with poor cement before.
Yep.
And I will tell you, we had to do the cuts, or I didn't, the kids did. There's a couple of kids we'll never give a saw again because it looked like a Saturday night. But that's a learning experience, though.
Sure.
Those kids would never got a chance. They would never. And then their kid, wow, that kind of liked this. It was straight as an arrow. That kid might have found, hey, I might like to do this concrete work because we need them too. So, but yeah, the leadership skills is very part of it, a big part, because a lot of this, you know, being lap time, you're kind of on your own pace. Yeah. And teachers do that on purpose.
When you talked about the various business partnerships, and I think it's natural to kind of revert straight to the manufacturing sector from a technology and medical standpoint. You know, so I'm assuming that Mercer Health is involved in the med tech stuff, or
yeah, we have a couple of their advisory members. The harder part with like medical is they have to have credentials already. At 18, 17 year old kids,
makes it pretty tough.
A lot of our kids though get their STNA, which they work in the nursing homes.
Okay,
they'll volunteer. And that's a great question, Jack. All of our kids in early childhood, they have to do every day, 4 days a week. They leave after an hour. They have to go to a daycare or a school. So a lot of our daycares take our kids in. It's real world experience. They'll be there with a teacher. We'll work with the 3 and 4, 5 year olds. We have science schools, Coldwater does. I think Fort Recovery has. They'll go to elementary schools. They'll let our kids come there. So that's a partner. Now those kids aren't getting paid, but they're learning to work with kids. It's hard to fake with a high school kid.
Yeah.
Here, they actually go. So that's a big part of our program. So those kids actually go into Head Start classrooms. And so that's one you don't think of, but it's a big part of our early childhood that those kids for 2 years, they are in classrooms, real classrooms, not just fake ones. And we get donations like automotive. We have cars donated by police departments, just general people. Hey, can you use our car? Yeah, we'd like, because we don't have to buy them then. So our kids can work on them and practice on cars. And it's a tax deduction for the person. That way. So, yeah, we get about 4 or 5 a year of those and stuff. I know during the tornado sign up, a couple of them donated. Hard way to get them, but they were junked, and so we got them. But we could put a couple $100 in, and they were great. The engines was great.
Yeah.
And so that's what we do.
So, I tell you what, we're going to take one more break. We're going to come back and wrap things up with Tim. And I think Rocker's going to have a rant. You going to have a rant?
I could pull that off.
Okay. I think after that debate last night that you could probably rant on that.
Oh, I believe so.
Okay. So we're going to come back, wrap things up with Tim and TriStar, and we're going to let Rocker just kind of get some things off his chest because he looks like he needs it.
You know what? I could have been a neurosurgeon if you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You would have been I would have wanted to have been your first patient, Rocker. And the last.
You might have been the last.
I'd say your first one would have been your last one. So we'll be back right after this.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, roasted chicken Wednesday, tenderloin basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
The 2021 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle will be held August 27th and 28th, 2021, and will feature $650,000 worth of cash and prizes given away every 2 minutes from noon to 7 o'clock. Tickets for the 2021 Super Raffle will go for sale on October 3rd at 8 a.m. and can be purchased at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or through our website, wowraffle.com. Only 8,000 tickets will be sold and will sell for $100 each, and there is no limit on how many can be purchased per person. Check out all details for the sale of the Super Raffle tickets on our website or Facebook page, and mark your calendars for October 3rd to purchase your 2021 WOW tickets.
We're back. Insight. Jack Rocker, Tim Buescher, TriStar director. Timmy, you've done a fantastic job.
A lot of other people helped.
So, well, I tell you what. First of all, I want to make sure that everybody knows there is no sports talk tonight. Right, Rocker?
Yes, and all of Fort Curry is disappointed.
Bill and Fee are both under the weather, I think. The two both have that kissing disease mono or something.
Wow.
Wait, I don't know what that means. So, but there is no sports talk tonight. So, Tim, I tell you what. So, from a TriStar's standpoint, how has COVID affected you in the start of your school? You know, you think with the hands-on stuff, I mean, it was either you do it or you don't to a certain extent. You can't do it on a computer.
Exactly. And last year, well, we had 3 days notice, and our teachers did a great job. We're very lucky with the new facility, the ventilation system, the technology. We can go Zoom in right off the bat. We got cameras in every classroom. So if, like today, we had, you know, several kids in quarantine. They're in the same class. We have, you know, right, Zoom in live. They can call in, talk, or type in and talk, whatever. One thing we did in the new facility was we had, for safety, on the bottom floor, there's a door where our kids can run. If there's a shooter, I mean, not just being honest, we talk about that when we were there in the tours. Now, our kids, the governor recognized early on, in even last year, how do you build a house online? How do you weld? You can't bring your welder home. So he said, those kids need to be in school. So we got some, if we follow industry standards, we had the health department in several times over the summer, walk through every classroom. One day we spent 2.5 hours. We have bigger rooms, the 6 foot away. We moved one room from welding classroom into our student, or our student union, but our star room, which is a little bigger for meetings. So we don't have meetings right now, but our kids are in there. So if we follow industry standards, that's what we do. The kids have to wear masks a lot more. We enforce it as best we can. So, because in the real world, they have to. I know people get tired. Well, the real world, well, you know, I went to a company there a week, and I had 3 days before, and I had to fill out paperwork. I've been out of the country, this, and they had to wear them. They've got government contracts. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So our kids go, the sad part is they go straight to the room in the morning, the outside doors. They see no other kids. We don't switch every 42 minutes like, say, Fort Recovery High School. So the kids get a break. They get 5 minutes. They can go down to the break room. There's no other kids there. It's just that class. They go right back. So they get something to eat. They go back. Then we have kids from the other side of this school come down for their 5 minutes. So there's no cross contamination, or which is sad because we can't use our student union like we did last year. Kids would come early, come to lunch, but they're just glad to be there. And basically tell the kids, if we get an outbreak, how are you going to learn? Now, the other cool thing, say we get 5 kids, say, in welding. We're able, because there's no cross contamination or cross there, we can just shut that program down. And even the school superintendents of our 9 schools, if they had to, say, shut down for 2 weeks like last year, If we're following the rules, we don't have a high incidence, they're going to allow us, those will still send their kids to TriStar, which I think says a lot about our 9 schools, the importance, but they also understand how you're going to learn some of these skill sets. We had one of our med prep teachers last year, you know, during that time, she did a dissection on her kitchen table and Zoomed it. Now, it wasn't like being there, but and then one of our early childhood teacher had her four or five grandkids over, did a lesson with her grandkids in her living room and was Zooming it so the kids could see.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of cool, but
sure.
But that's how COVID's kind of affected us, and our mantra is 180 days of school. You look on our sign outside, I think we're day 22 now. That's our goal. We want to be one more day. It's getting our day. It's just take a day at a time because we need to be here. How do you learn? In some programs, you were talking earlier, you know, maybe med prep, you get a week or two, but you still need to have hands on. That's why kids come to us.
Sure.
Kids don't come to us to read a book.
Yeah.
And no offense to anyone. I mean, you have to read books, but they want, how do you learn to build a machine or an engine? You have to be there. So that's how we've kind of, our new facility is really, we were lucky. That's all I can say. And we thank God for the voters every day, especially during this time. It's almost like it was built for COVID. We've had other schools say, how do you, we were built for this. You almost thought we built this for this.
Yeah.
So,
well, Tim, I tell you what, I know that with anything that you do it 100%, and it's very evident that you're passionate about TriStar. You're passionate about the kids that you serve, Mercer County and Auglaize County is better for it. You know, so, thanks for the past 34 years, I think you said.
34, yep.
Yep. So, hang in there for at least another 6 and
I think we can.
Yeah.
Including this happy sack here.
Do what?
Including this happy sack.
That's right.
Well, I stayed in it even after having you in class.
Well, yeah, you know, between me and Wally, we kind of balance things out a little bit.
I tell you what, I had that was the most fun I ever had though. You guys, those 6 years, and that was my last 2 years here. That was a hoot.
Those were sort of the pep up mornings.
Yeah, you bring Doritos in at 8 o'clock in the morning, eating a bag of Doritos. I don't know how you guys did that. Jeez.
Well, I don't see. I had first period usually with Mrs. Schritz. She was not a fan of the rocker, by the way. But living full now. Came in with Cocoa Puffs and a 12-ounce Mountain Dew. Now, you know how you crash after that? I don't know.
Mrs. Schritz scared me too. Just so you know. My first time I met her, she scared me. And I was her junior high volleyball coach, and thank God I was junior high. I was down in the other gym.
She literally told me one day, "You don't think you're going to cook, do you?" Meanwhile, a couple of the boys were trying to clean a blender with it plugged in.
But Tim, I tell you what, you are welcome here anytime. If you ever have a need to get on the airways and share updates, consider Fort Recovery Radio to be a valuable resource of yours, fella.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, I had a great time here. I still consider it a second home. And Fort Recovery has been great. I mean, the kids we've got, and I appreciate the time and allowing me to come over and promote us a little bit. It's very much appreciated, to say the least.
Fantastic. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tim Buescher from TriStar Career Compact. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So, Rucker, should we take one more break and come back and do the Rucker rant? All right, we'll be back right after this.
Trader Days is coming up at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road, Thursday through Sunday, October 1st through 4th. Weekend wristbands are just $5 each. Step out and see old friends and make some new friends. Don't miss this big annual event with vendors for everything from collectibles to guns and knives to beef jerky and cheese and all kinds of other flea market stuff. Plenty of parking and food will be available on the grounds, including their famous barbecue chicken dinners on Saturday starting at 4. Don't miss Trader Days, October 1st through 4th at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths, with locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday, you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
The 2021 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle will be held August 27th and 28th, 2021, and will feature $650,000 worth of cash and prizes given away every 2 minutes from noon to 7 o'clock. Tickets for the 2021 Super Raffle will go for sale on October 3rd at 8 a.m. and can be purchased at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or through our website, wowraffle.com. Only 8,000 tickets will be sold and will sell for $100 each, and there is no limit on how many can be purchased per person. Check out all details for the sale of the Super Raffle tickets on our website or Facebook page, and mark your calendars for October 3rd to purchase your 2021 WOW tickets.
Thanks a bunch.
Ah, the Rucker theme song.
Kinda.
So, Rucker, welcome aboard, fella.
Thank you, big guy.
So, I'm assuming that you at least heard that there was...
A debate
last night.
Oh, yes, I was watching it.
Did you watch it?
Yes, and I about didn't make the funeral today, so that's probably why we had a little, how can I say it, drinking game for the debate.
Oh, you did? So every time somebody said something...
Every time Trump said China virus, we had a drink. anytime you say corona period, we had to drink, which, you know, that wasn't good, by the way, because Rocker's, you know, knee deep in him. But other than that, he probably didn't come off as, a little bit bullish. Joe, well, he took a little dirt nap there for about 5 seconds, forgot who he was. But other than that, Trump's going to be Trump. You can't get away from the bully thing. That's what has always been.
Nobody that hated him loved him at the end of it.
And I don't think it changed anybody's mind.
No.
Now, the independence is one you want to gear. Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
it's, okay, so, So, you know, should there be another debate?
No.
I don't think Joe wants one. Sheer entertainment value. Why have another debate?
Exactly. Because, you know, you got how many days out from the election?
We are 35 days. I'm blowing numbers.
Okay, next Tuesday they're going to have a vice presidential debate, which most people say. Then the week after that, you got another presidential debate. Now, I don't know. People's mentality for that kind of stuff is, I mean, they're not gravitated towards it. One time, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to save more politics for later. Next week's rant.
Okay.
Good.
What else do you got for me there, Sunshine?
The Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
He doesn't know anything about them. He's a Yankees fan.
They 13 innings. That's pretty impressive. I mean, come out. Well, you lose 1-0, but still, it's pretty good.
The Cincinnati Reds and the Atlanta Braves in one game struck out 37 times. Okay. In the 1976 World Series,
I was two.
The New York Yankees and Cincinnati Reds in four games struck out 32 times.
Comes back around, I guess.
Better pitching.
Well, I think the Reds and Braves are overachievers.
Well, what would you say, the quality of pitching was better back then?
The quality of hitting was, apparently.
It's a big red machine.
You know what? Bauer was awesome.
Well, they say his ace.
I hope he's not a Yankee next year. I'll root for him.
Is he a free agent?
Wherever he pitches, as long as it's not New York.
Well, we had Sonny, and he didn't do too well there. So maybe he's doing better, in Cincinnati.
So, any other rants?
Well, I've noticed that. Of course, I'm gonna get this out of the way first before people get all pansy and bansy on me. So, when a couple of weeks ago, when they had that whole uproar over that Netflix thing,
yes.
Now, I watched it just to see what the whole hubbub was about. Now, if you could survive the first 45 minutes of that movie, because mind you, all this stuff kicks in about the 45th minute mark. I don't know how I made it through it without falling asleep. So I couldn't figure out what the big...
And you're talking about the movie Cuties right?
Yeah, I was trying not to, I figured most people knew what I was talking about, yeah.
I'm just trying to fill them in, Rucker.
Okay, that's all right.
So, you give it two thumbs up then.
No, absolutely not. Okay. It was, by the time you realize what the big hubbub was, yeah, it's pretty bad. And the message is pretty strong. I mean, sex trafficking is pretty abnett. Abnett is probably not the word for it, but it's pretty huge over there. And it's here, too, but to a...
Where did the movie take place?
It was an Arabic family, so I'm assuming it was somewhere in that area. India, maybe.
Give me a movie everybody else either liked and you hated, or everybody else hated and you liked.
Well, the one that everybody loved and I thought was overrated was Christmas Story. you know, the
yeah, you're going to shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah, the tongue on the... Yeah, I never did understand what the... But it took me a while to, you know, watch that one. But now, the one where I liked and nobody else liked would probably been like Weekend at Bernie's. Some people liked it. Some people
everybody liked that.
Yeah, but it wasn't the fast pace.
No, but that's a
success that some of the others had.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't like a Back to the Future or, you know, Indiana Jones type.
That's because it wasn't as good.
Well, it took had a big cult following. I guess would be the word. Are you still with us?
So, well, I tell you what, I have to get home. My wife's got a honey-do list for me tonight.
At 8:30. Your honey-do list is, Jack, it's time to go to sleep.
I don't know if you can read that. What's that?
I don't know if you can see that or not.
You want me to read this? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, everybody. Oh, this is big.
Yeah, this is big.
The Merchants Cruise Inn is back on the bricks. October 10th. That is not this weekend. That's next weekend. 4 to 8 p.m. in downtown Fort Recovery. Yesterday, the county informed us that the Ohio Health Department is allowing outside car shows. So after talking with the town, we'll be back downtown for the cruise-in with some modifications due to construction. And I don't know whether we need to go into that detail, right? No. So it's important to just realize the Saturday, October 10th from 4 to 8, there's going to be a cruise-in downtown Fort Recovery. It's back on. I think last week they announced that it was canceled. This week it's back on. So congratulations to the car show guys. I know that they work hard on that. And I'm sure that they'll have things posted on Facebook and other things. So stay tuned. But that's great news. Check out Facebook, Fort Streetcar Classics, and I'm sure they will have details in the future. Thanks for sharing that, Chuck.
Yep, not a problem.
Also, this weekend is Trader Days weekend.
Trader Days is this weekend. The Fort plays St. Henry. You can listen to it right here on Fort Recovery Radio.
And you can watch it on NFHS Network.
NFHS.
With the Fort Recovery Radio audio.
And uh-huh. Who'll be doing that?
It'll be Jeff Hobbs, and not sure if Joe Bruns will be back, but it'll be our regular broadcast team, basically. And then Saturday, our girls play St. Henry in a non-league volleyball game. I believe JV starts at 11. I believe that's correct. I don't have that information
so
in front of me.
Stay tuned to FR Radio for lots all of your Fort Recovery
and tomorrow night is the we're playing Coldwater volleyball also.
Yes. Ooh, so that'll be tough.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, stuff going on.
And I tell you what, you know, and I'm not going to name names because I don't know how many people want it publicized, but there's several families in town that could certainly use our thoughts and prayers that are, you know, battling different things right now. So, you know, I'm sure that y'all know who you are. FR Radio will be is thinking of you and will be doing what we can to reach out and to help the various families. So you are in our thoughts and prayers. We'll do what we can to help. And Godspeed and God bless for Jack Stogler and Rocker and Neil.
Tim Buescher.
And Chuck Rohr, Tim Buescher. This is Insight. Hopefully, Bubba and Fee will be back next week with Sports Talk. I'll be back with Insight next Wednesday.
And more rants.
And more rants from Rocker. So we'll be back next Wednesday. We're out of here.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.